I must admit, I've never flown Tiger Air before, and simple reason, they've had a fairly bad reputation over the years. They've had a bad reputation for on-time running and other problems that passengers have had. Well, they're owned by Virgin these days, and they're undergoing a bit of a transformation. They have relaunched in some respects. They're still called Tiger Air, but they're trying to upgrade across many of the facets of their business. Their CEO is Rob Sharp and joins us this afternoon. Rob, thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
Good news that you are stepping up in a lot of areas across your business, but it's fair to say that many Australians have been a little suspicious of Tiger Air over the years because of what's happened in the past. How are you going to change their minds about you?
You're absolutely on the money. And in fact, when Virgin first got involved back in 2013, I gave a commitment that we'd listen to people and the issues that they had with the airline and work to fix it. And 2 years on, I'm very pleased to say that a lot of issues have been fixed. Mm. The airline's a totally different airline. And we put a new staff uniform out and unveiled that yesterday to represent the new look and the changes that we've made.
No, I don't want to be rude about it, but you've got a new uniform, there's a new booking system, more customer-focused website. But the aviation expert Neil Hansford is quoted in the Daily Telegraph in Sydney today that says, you can put a lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. So how are you not a pig anymore, Rob? How's the airline a decent airline?
Yes, look, the inference of that saying is that the airline really hasn't changed. We've got a fancy new uniform. Look, there has been a lot of changes, and probably the two biggest things that people recollect or associate with the old Tiger Air is cancellations and not being on time. And they were the two key things that people raise with me regularly. And over the last 12 months, we've actually got runs on the board there. So we're one of the most punctual airlines now. We've been running at 84% on-time performance, which basically means we get more people there on time. And that's about 5% stronger than our key competitor. And we're the lowest cancellation rates in the industry of just 1%. And that's substantially below all the other key domestic airlines. So we're twice as reliable as our key competitor, and we've been doing that for over 12 months now. So we believe some of these key issues that were associated with Tiger of old have actually changed, and that's what we're doing now, is actually getting out there and letting people know.
You see, Rob, I was surprised when Tiger debuted in the market, and then over the first few years it didn't have a good reputation because of issues like on-time running. Because Tiger was initially owned, a fair majority of the airline was owned by Singapore Airlines, which has an excellent reputation. In your view, why was it that Tiger struggled in those first few years with the basics?
Yeah, look, in turning the business around and transforming it, there were a couple of things that were highlighted. One was that infrastructure access was a key issue. And last year in Sydney, we concluded a commercial negotiation with Sydney Airport that actually provided infrastructure access. And what that meant was that you actually could board the planes through the terminals rather than onto a bus and then out to a remote bay. And those things have actually made quite a big difference. We just moved into a new terminal in Melbourne, which is state-of-the-art, uses iPad technology, no check-in counters. What that means is it's much quicker for passengers to speed through onto the gate and onto the aircraft, which means less delays. So infrastructure was one part of it, and the other was really bringing a robustness to all the processes and operational elements that make an airline work. And that's what we've been working on over the last 2 years. And they're the two big things that have really changed this issue that people were raising in regards to the airline.
And another aspect of your business that I notice has changed reading about it today, Rob, is the fact that you are flying to some overseas destinations, Bali, for instance.
Yes, look, we've announced quite a bit of change in Sydney. We grew about 20% in Sydney over the last 12 months, but we've also announced some additional services up to Cairns, down to Adelaide, and also international short-haul services from Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth up to Bali. Those flights start in March 2016 and certainly grows the airline quite substantially.
Well, good luck, Rob. I think that nobody wants to see Tiger fail. I think for the good of all of us who use domestic airlines and now airlines that fly elsewhere as well, we need a competitive market. We need different players out there. So we all need Tiger to succeed, and hopefully you guys can do a good job and customers come back.
Yeah, look, we've listened and we've changed.
Good on you, Rob. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you.
Rob Sharp, who's the CEO of Tiger Air.